Insemmel kom il-għakom għal-program jħor ta' kwadranglu mijaj Leon Xwiereb. Il-lumu għal-ħar-program ta' s-sena għal-2016 u biex nikkonkludu għana maħna fil-studio lil-tlet membri ta' da' studenteska tal-psikologija marufa fost l-studenti bħala Bitasaj. Insemmel kom u nir-ingressekum tal-għajtu l-istadina ta'na biex nibdew il-program tal-lum Bitasaj, mini bħal-organization.
Basically, we're the Psychology Students Association. We represent all psychology students and even just students who are interested in psychology or general public, meaning people who are just not students, maybe working and interested in mental health. That brings us to a very important point for us. Mental health is a priority within our organization. We try to promote it. We try to promote awareness and also prevention of mental health disorders.
Fej jitħlu l-irwol li ta'kom fl-organization, intom rispettivament x'tagħmlu u x'tikkonsisti r-rol ta'kom?
I'm the public relations officer, so I'm the person behind the camera. Also, everything that is on the Facebook page is coming from me. I take care of the marketing, promotion, keeping up Bitasaj's image. And right now we also have a campaign going on, which is going hand in hand with Mind the Mind. It's the 12 days of Christmas and every day we are posting a mental health disorder and we're promoting it in a way that people are more aware.
Għan itlu fiktar dettal il-qoddim fuq li tissemmi inti fuq mental health. Valeria, l-irwol tijak?
I'm the president of the organization. Basically, I try to ensure that everything runs smoothly, everyone's motivated in the team, as we're a team of 9 people as an executive, and then we also have subcommittees, offices, so that adds up to around 30 people in total. I also just follow up on our biggest campaigns, such as our Mind Mind campaign, and also a potential training office, which we're looking into opening eventually.
Michaela.
So, as Valeria mentioned, I work hand in hand with the president, and with regards to Mind the Mind, it's falling under Bitasaj recently, and we're focused on that mainly right now. Other than that, as she mentioned, we have our active members, and those are like our runners of the organization, and we work towards ensuring that communication is always well internally and externally.
Valeria, inti qed li għandkom madwar 30 membru apparti l-eżekuttiv. Naħseb li hija waħda mill-iktar aqdiet kbar fejn jidħlu subcommittees bħala membri. Kif jirnexxielkom torganizzaw ruħkom u tlaħqu biex u xin tikkoordinaw ix-xogħol?
That brings us to the main point, is literally motivation, because especially because we come from psychology, we need to know how to keep the energy levels going. We need to know that people actually feel interested in what they're doing, that there's some meaning in their work and that it pays off at the end, that they're recognized. And actually, after every event, I think every single office or subcommittee or active member feels quite motivated, because it definitely pays off amongst psychology students and even the general public.
Christmas on Campus. Christmas on Campus hija koordinazzjoni bejn il-KSU u diversi student organizations fuq il-campus tal-Università ta' Malta, fejn kull organizzazzjoni involuta tagħmel xi event partikolari fuq il-campus sabiex jinġabru fondi għall-istrina u għall-karità. Bitasaj, x'għamiltu din is-sena partikolari?
Well, we had the Chili Challenge. Basically, the Chili Challenge, we had 6 participants and we had 4 rounds. It's the hottest event probably on campus. We had the first round was chili con carne, the second round we had a very, very spicy burger, third round was spicy chips, and the last round was a chili paste, which was specialized, like made for Bitasaj. The money that we gathered from the event all went towards Aid of Istrina.
We also had 2 collaborations. One of them was a Christmas sweater buscade in collaboration with INSL, which is the Law Students Association, and ESO, which is the European Students Organization. Basically, this was sold out, and it was a unique idea because everyone was wearing Christmas sweaters. There was Christmas music, so it was quite a new concept. Apart from that, we also had international pub crawl in collaboration with ASCS, which is a great success because we could get international students together in one place and also get Maltese students to mingle with them.
Etna raw nek li fit 12 ta' dan ix-xar kelkom Trump versus Clinton a battle to showcase the lesser of two evils. Bħalissa il-kwistjoni bejn Trump u Clinton l-elezzjoni tal-Amerika huwa topic pjuttost jaħra. Għadu kemm kellna l-elezzjoni uffiċjali għaliex l-Electoral College iltaqa. Kelkom Trump versus Clinton kif ġiet mill-qwam il-pubbliku.
The idea basically started from the students themselves. We saw that they were highly interested in the topic and we made it possible in a way. We had a very good response to the event. It was one of the workshops that had the most people, Nahseb, and I think it was a great success and it was very, very interesting. It was from a very new perspective, like it's not the usual perspective that we see on politics. And I think political psychology is a very interesting subject that people should look further into.
Meta ngħidu political psychology forsi tista' tgħidulna daqsxejn.
Political psychology focuses mostly on how people think about politics, how we are brainstormed and the bias that we have in politics and things like that.
Event oħra li kellkom Novembru li għaddiet kienet Let's Talk About Sex. L-opinjoni tagħkom bħala bita sajw anke fuq l-event li saret, il-ġenerazzjoni taż-żgħar saħ tal-lum u fejn jidħol sess u sesswalità psikoloġikament. L'opinjoni tagħkom.
Basically, Let's Talk About Sex is a collaboration with Willingness Malta, which is a professional psychology clinic. One of the leading people in this clinic is Matthew Bartolo, who is a sex therapist, so we found it very important to actually take this topic and reduce the stigma and taboo of the topic. And basically, many studies have shown that abstention type of education doesn't work, and actually there's an increase in sexually transmitted diseases if we're abstaining from educating the general public from a young age about sex. So our main aim of this campaign is to basically just start educating the general public, get them to talk about sex, because really it's not the taboo that it used to be, and sometimes talking actually is better because you're raising awareness and people are becoming aware. And this is a series of many other events. The first topic was about swinging, which is something that perhaps not a lot of people know what it is, so we wanted to give an in-depth view into what these different aspects are, because actually the people around us may be interested in these things, and of course they're also form part of society, so we don't want to discriminate against anyone. Also during this event we promote safe sex in a way that we give out contraceptives, because sometimes there is this taboo associated with going to, for example, a condom machine and buying actual contraceptives, when in reality there shouldn't be this stigma, they should be available for people easily.
Event oħra li magħrufa ħafna mal l-organizzazzjoni tal-psikoloġija bita saj huwa l-parti annwali Mad Hatter. Mad Hatter, tistgħu tgħidulna daqsxejn iktar minn fejn oriġinat l-idea tal-Mad Hatter u x'isir illa li huwa parti popolari ħafna fost l-istudenti ġewwa l-università.
So Mad Hatter is, as you said, our annual party, and it's part of our live-in. This year it was held on Saturday, which was Friday to Sunday live-in. This year we just decided to change the location as well. It's usually at Beach Haven, and this year it was at Aria. We had quite a good turnout, and this year we also put more, let's say, creativity into it. We had different decorations. It was a time for us to bring psychology students together, but other than that we had students from other courses as well. And we also had a good lineup, and the main theme was about having hats everywhere. We had a competition who had the best hat, won a customized picture. And as far as we heard feedback and whatever, and everyone really enjoyed it.
Kelkom ukoll l-student exchange din is-sena bejn il-Belġium u Malta. Tistgħu tgħidulna daqsxejn iktar dwar bħala event, fiex ikkonsistiet u kelkom x'ispons tajjeb minnaħa tal-istudenti?
Basically, Beta Psi forms part of EFSA, which is the European Federation for Psychology Students Associations. In EFSA, there are over 30 different countries, so different member organizations from every single country. And this is how basically we've maintained 3 full years of very, very good, well-organized student exchanges. So before we've had a student exchange with the Netherlands, after that we had a trilateral student exchange with Slovenia and Finland, and this year we decided to collaborate with Belgium. Basically it first started in Malta when the Belgian students visited Malta a couple of months ago. It's very interesting actually to see how the different cultures interact with one another, and how people who are both motivated about psychology join forces and share similar knowledge, but also share different backgrounds. And that's where the differences really come out, but also this common aim is still joined. In Malta, we had some local speakers. So, for example, one of our lecturers, Gottfried Catania, came. He gave a lecture about technology and well-being. And it was also leisure-based, of course, because we wanted to show them Malta, wanted to show them places like Mdina, Valletta, and show them the nightlife, and show them Comino. We had the little boat party, too. So that was very interesting, because coming from Belgium, of course, they're not used to seeing this really warm weather and the beaches and all that. A little while ago, the Maltese students went to Belgium, and they were basically a bit shocked by the cold weather to begin with. But all in all, what they really enjoyed is that they were able to meet these students once again after around a month difference since they came to Malta, and actually learn, but from a Belgian perspective. So the professionals were coming from Belgium, and their views were different on the topic of discussion, which was well-being. All in all, the feedback that we got was that they really enjoyed it, and the goodbyes were the most difficult part. Apparently it was a lot of crying and will we ever see each other again. But that's the nice thing about EFSA, the European Federation, because most likely if they were to attend another EFSA event, which isn't a student exchange, they will probably meet again. And it's nice to recognize a familiar face amongst so many European countries.
Nishtiq li niddiskutu daqsxejn iktar fid-dettall l-aħħar kampanja tabita saj Mind the Mind. Din hija kienet kollaborazzjoni x'hekk hekk mal-President ta' Malta. Forsi tistgħu tgħidulna daqsxejn iktar fuq il-kampanja minn nifisha, kif ġiet organizzata u l-proċess tagħha.
So Mind the Mind is it's a project which falls under EFSA, which is the European Federation for Psychology Students Association. And this year BetaSci has taken it on as a project within us, and it's Mind the Mind Mind Shift. So basically what we do is we go around different institutions, primary school, secondary school, post-secondary and university, and we deliver workshops about mental health, mental disorders, how they can be dealt with, seeking help, treatment and so on. And it's also recognized by Her Excellency the President of Malta. And recently we had a launch on campus where we officially launched a campaign where students gathered up on quad. And considering that during Christmas time, some individuals tend to feel alone and they need closure. So we also used it, and then it was a great opportunity for us to raise awareness about mental health.
Something that Her Excellency mentioned, which I believe is very, very important, is how suicide rates, for example, have been increasing drastically since 2005. There have been 305 suicides in total, according to WHO, and there has been the biggest increase during 2015. So for us as a Psychology Student Association, it is shocking to know all the help that is available, but still see the stigma associated with mental health, to the point that from a young age we're discouraging young people from seeking help. And it's not just young people, because mental health covers the entire lifespan. So the main aim of this campaign is to reduce the stigma and to get people to talk about mental health, because yes, it's just as important as any other topic, any other disorder or illness. It is literally mental well-being, and a main aspect of a person is their mental well-being.
Semmejna wkoll mental issues, mental illnesses, fejtlu studenti and learning disabilities, sanu sew kelmek. L-opinjoni ta'kom fejn jidħlu studenti, l-isfidi li jaffaċċjaw studenti with learning disabilities, mod partikolari fl-università, l-opinjoni ta'kom.
I think as a mental disorder and learning disabilities, there is a lot of stigma, and we as an association believe that the stigma should really, really be reduced. And in fact, that's why Mind the Mind, Mind Shift campaign is also targeted at university students, because we believe that there are people at university that still are not aware about certain illnesses and disorders. And I think as a university, we should also be a bit more reasonable when it comes to mental disorders, not just from the students themselves, but even from the faculties and departments, where we should offer more help
With regards to learning disabilities in specific, I think something we need to note down is that learning disabilities are very common in Malta, and we need to reach this point where the educational system adapts to students and pupils with learning disabilities, and not the individuals have to adapt to the educational system. So that's something that we're really trying to push forward, and definitely believe that awareness is one of the main means of understanding and prevention also when it comes to mental disorders.
Taħsbul din l-istigma tista' tonqos apparti li jinħoloq awareness mal-pubbliku mal-studenti in ġenerali, kieku s-sistema edukattiva f'Malta tadatta ruħa iktar għal studenti u nies diżabilitajiet fejn jidħol tagħni.
In reality, the main aspect of Mind the Mind is that we don't even feel that this should have to be done voluntarily, that our volunteers should have to hold these workshops on a voluntary basis at schools. We believe that this should be part of the educational system. So we need an educational system which is more mental health based, in a sense that, for example, during PSD and even after secondary school, even during sixth forms, there is lessons focusing mainly on psychology and the well-being of these individuals mentally.
One way of doing this was the hashtag Be Aware campaign on our page. Basically, we chose 12 mental illnesses and we had the 12 days to Christmas. And every day we posted a mental illness and how it relates to Christmas mainly, so we kept it Christmassy. I think that the posts on the page got a lot of reach, and I think we reached out to the people that actually should be aware about these things.
L-ħaġa oħra li kienet fil-medja reċentament, Malta kienet l-ewwel pajjiż fl-Ewropa illi gay conversion therapy għamlitha xi ħaġa illegali. L-opinjoni tagħkom taqblux jew le, u kif taħsbu li se taffettwaw is-soċjetà u l-kumplament tal-Ewropa?
Thanks to Insight Malta, actually we have a part in an article which they wrote, and I gave my opinion as the president of VitaSci. Basically our main belief is that we are aware of the fact that one's sexual orientation is very much biologically based. So it's not just something that you wake up with one day and you decide, oh, listen, I'm interested in men and I'm a man, so I'm a homosexual. No, it's actually something that's very genetically based, and it happens during a very early stage of pregnancy. So for us to see and witness people trying to change people's sexual orientation when it's something that they are born with, is something that we definitely don't agree with, and it's something that we definitely are against. So to see Malta actually take the first step and be the leading country in Europe to ban conversion therapy is definitely a great thing.
Bita saj pal organization sexual orientation zaw Malta taħsbulli fis-soċjetà u maċċettati għaliex homofobia sfortunatament hija issue fis-soċjetà li naffaċċjaw ta' kuljum, għalkemm naħseb li ma' żmien qiegħda tonqos hawn Malta, però sfortunatament dejjem tibqa' ssiba. X'taħżu intom preżentament hawn Malta?
I think sometimes you'll be shocked at the amount of homophobia that there is around you, and you think that young people like us and our generation will be more accepting. However, sometimes you'll hear certain comments that are hurtful from people of our generation, and personally I think that it's not right. Like, we should be the generation that is speaking out. We're talking about awareness, we're talking about acceptance of everything, of race. So maybe sometimes I think people are unaware of how they, even how you put your words, how everything is done. And yes, I think it's a very big problem in Malta, not just from older people and the older generation, but even from our generation and even the younger ones, even the ones that are younger than us. Especially on social media, you hear certain comments that you think you are cool by saying that, but in reality, it's, I don't think it's a really good thing.
Taħsbu li din il-problema ħanajdu lek tinteret jista' jkun hemm il-ġenerazzjoni ta' qabel jew jista' jkun għaliex hemm xi forma ta' biża fis-soċjetà? Ma nafx għalxiex ikun hemm biża, però nsejħulha biża.
Għal din ħan irrispondik bil-Malti. Bażikament naħseb li hija problema li meta inti tkun familja li minn midu tkun żgħir qed jgħidulek li dik ħażina, dik tajba, inti mentalment ta' tkun żgħir ħad tkun iktar influenzata f'dak li qed taħseb. So parti mir-raġuni naħseb li hija mill-familja u mill-background ta' dak il-persuni tkun ġej. Jista' jkun li mhux għalhekk ukoll, jista' jkun li ġenituri qed jgħidulek din tajba u din ħażina u inti ħadd irribella u taħseb bil-kontra. So mhux kulħadd l-istess. Imma eħe naħseb li l-background ta' minn fejn aħna ġejjin u anke bħala kultura, speċjalment il-kultura Maltija, naħseb li taffetu ħafna kif il-mod kif naħsbu u l-mod kif tlejn il-ġenerazzjonijiet.
In general, what we tend to do is we tend to label everything, and that's very much related to this topic and mental health in general. We like to put labels on things, so for example, he's gay, she's that, he's that. Labels are good for diagnosis and, of course, these crucial things, and it's also good for awareness purposes, so you want to
communicate, exactly. Professionally speaking.
Exactly. But in the general public, at this point in time, we don't need to be labeling everything and pointing our fingers in such a manner. At the end of the day, we're all humans, and we all have the same qualities, just different backgrounds, different experiences, different beliefs, and it's something that we should become more accepting of.
Vita sajb għal-organization on campus, issa nitkellmu iktar mod akademiku. Kif taħdem ma l-istudenti li lix tirrappreżenta l-istudenti bħal kull organization oħra fuq il-campus tal-università? Kif taħdmu ma l-istudenti d-dinamika tagħkom mhux sempliċement fejn jidħlu events, jiġifieri fejn jekk ikun hemm xi problemi jew diffikultajiet fil-kors?
So we also have, apart from, let's say, leisure activities, we also have our academic activities and workshops. Recently, we've had a couple of workshops this year, which are organized by our educational officer along with our office and the rest of the team, where students gather for workshops which are hot topics of the month or the previous month. And it's either brought from our end, or it would be, for example, the Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton discussion, where it was something brought on to us from students themselves. Also, if any students bring issues towards us with relation to their course and any problems, we usually take it up to the department first. Then if not, we go to the faculty, and if it's a pressing issue, we raise it with KSU.
Fakulta għandkom relazzjoni tajba magħhom, lecturers, kif jaħdmu magħhom bħala organization, jgħinukom?
As an organization, we're in quite good contact with our lecturers. Even for workshops, we bring lecturers to workshops. And other than that, we also help students with, at the beginning of the year, we introduce them to the different lecturers. We have different activities and slots where we kind of let them get into the... And we also get them into the atmosphere with the relations to lecturers. We also introduce them to the deans. And at the beginning of the year, we did have an information session where we also show them who they could contact for specific issues, whether it's to a lecturer or to the faculty or to the department or to us as Beta Say.
Novembru li għadda kalkom ukoll dissertation workshops, kienet collaboration bej diversi organizations oħrajn, including KSU. Kif kienet milquha mill-istudenti u x'kien lan tagħha kif ħadmet?
Dissertations are a big part of everyone's studies and at university, so we agree definitely with KSU and all other organizations that there should be something which gives students a guideline into how they should conduct a dissertation. So in our part of the workshops, Dr. Gordon Sammut spoke about how to structure a dissertation. In other areas from other organizations, they spoke about things like choosing a title, ways of conducting it, literature reviews, methodology, and these are very important things and very important guidelines for any students who are doing their dissertation.
L-aħħar parti tal-programm nixtieq li nifukaw iktar fuq il-kors tal-psychology. Huwa kors li jieħduh ħafna studenti ġewwa l-università, huwa wieħed mill-ikbar courses li hawn, infatti ħafna mill-lectures isiru ġewwa s-sala ta' miżammita għax nisma' ħafna. Il-kors tal-psychology x'jikkonsisti eżatt għax meta ngħidu psychology kull ma jmur moħħ fuq moħenis huwa tmur psychologist u anke hemm dik ċertu stigma li ma naħsibx li hija professjonali li jgħidulek ħtaqra li moħħi ma naħsibx li hija tajba. Psychology, xinu bħala kors?
I think the psychology degree is an overview really of the psychology in general, because after the degree there are so many things you can actually do, like so many areas you can cover, that I think even 3 years as a degree course you can't cover them all. For example, certain credits we cover social psychology, political, cognitive, behavioral. So we just get an overview of everything. I think it's impossible to cover everything. And then after the degree, you can go on to certain masters. And our department is currently looking into opening new masters.
Għal dawk l-istudenti prospettivi li huma interessati li jieħdu psychology all-università bħala degree, x-suġġetti għandhom bżonn jieħdu fejn jitlu A-levels, intermediates, sabiex ikunu jistgħu jieħdu course degree fi psychology ġewwa l-università? Hemm xi requirements partikolari?
And basically, psychology as an intermediate itself is one of the most chosen subjects, apart from systems of knowledge, which is compulsory. So it's very famous amongst post-secondary institutions. However, for now, the requirement is still a biology intermediate. Our department and coordinators have been looking into making psychology the requirement, but it's still something that's developed. So for anyone who's interested in psychology, I'd suggest that you do biology intermediate, because it gives you a basic overview of human biology, and it really helps once you're in the course.
Il parir ta'kom għal studenti prospettivi li xtuqu jasperaw biex jihdu psychology ġewwa l-università. Il parir ta'kom?
Basically, students need to be aware that there's two ways of entering psychology at University of Malta. If you manage to get a C or better in your biology intermediate exam, you can go into the Bachelor's of Psychology course, which is an honors degree. If you don't manage to get your biology intermediate, it's really not the end of the world. If you're really passionate about psychology, there is a way of entering. It is through a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology and another general area. So for instance, you would choose something like English, Communications, European Studies, anything that interests you together with psychology. Instead, the course is 1 year longer than the Bachelor of Psychology course, so the BA course is 4 years instead of three. And that's because you're doing your higher diploma during the final year. But in reality, the courses are very similar, and the only difference is that as a BA student, you don't have biology-based knowledge, but instead you learn it during the course, during the second year of the course.
Allum se rikonu nikonkludu għawnek la leċi l-ħinet jafas, Gabriella, Valeria u Michela, jina nirringrazzjakom ħafna tal-lena għattumana. Konkludejna s-sena episodju piuttost informattiv, mhux sempliċement akademikament, però anka fejn tħol soċjetà, nirringrazzjakom minn qalbi. Fil-waqt li nawgura l-semija tagħna s-sena l-ġdida, jiena Leon Ċwieri qed nibgħat insellmilkom mill-istudios ta' Campus FM.